My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, Scripture reminds us today of one of my very favorite spiritual axioms. You can't outdo God in generosity. You can't outdo God in generosity. There's no way that we can outdo God. As a pastor, I always used to use that line in terms of reminding people of stewardship responsibilities and different other kinds of things. But Scripture takes us a little bit deeper today, because stewardship is not necessarily just about dollars and cents. It's not about our pocketbooks. And the Scripture makes it abundantly clear today that it is not. God has a very special place in his heart for widows. Scripture is abundantly filled with different kinds of ways in which prophets, our Lord himself, interact and interface with widows. We remember in the Scriptures the story of the widow of Nain. Jesus stops the funeral of her son and raises him up and restores him to her. And we can't help but consider and think about the great love and care and concern that God has for his mother, Mary. Because widows in those days were at the mercy of everybody. They had no social structure, there were no social agencies, there were no kinds of situations wherein they were protected or cared for. They had nothing. They had nobody. And so Jesus, knowing that from the cross as he hung dying, looked at John, the apostle, the evangelist, and said to him, "Behold your mother." And to his mother, "Behold your son." And in that moment, Mary's care was given over to John. And in one sense, our Lord was looking and seeing that as he was giving her over to us to be our mother, it was also encouraging us to protect her, care for her. The sense of understanding God's love is seen in these kinds of ways and illustrations, especially we go into the first reading this morning, the widow whom Elijah comes to visit. And Elijah comes and wants to have a drink of water. The woman is on her way to prepare their last meal. These are very strange times. There's a drought that's going on, a famine is going on in the land, and she is going to prepare their last meal. She and her son are going to die. She says it very matter-of-factly. It's a simple situation. And in that moment, as Elijah is asking her for a drink and asking her for a piece of bread, as she says that she's going to prepare her last meal, Elijah asks her to have faith and to not be afraid. And he asks her, as she is going to make her last meal for her son and herself, to make something for him. And I've always found that to be a real strange moment in Scripture, because the poor woman has just told him that she's preparing her last meal and she's going to die. And Elijah says, "Yes, don't be afraid. Go and make the meal, but first make me a cake." Strange sense that we look at and say, you know, you're supposed to be doing something for her, not asking her to do something for you. But that's the way it is with God. Because that is the sense that we can't outdo God in generosity. The widow at the temple throws in her only coins into the treasury. Jesus remarks about the fact that she has given everything. Everyone else has given of their surplus. She's giving everything. Sacrifice always hurts. I think that's one of the things that Scripture always reminds us. Perhaps it's easier to look at it this way. God did not come among us as a tourist. You know, when we go someplace, we go traveling or we go, you know, on vacation or something, even if we go to exotic places, whatever it may be, we kind of want to take along a little bit of our stuff. You know, we want to take a little bit of our creature comforts. We want to make sure that there's a little bit of home packed into our bags. God doesn't do that. God doesn't come to us as a tourist. God comes to us in our poverty. And it's not just a matter of being born in a stable or living among poor people or doing anything like that. Because each and every one of us, no matter what the size of our bank accounts, no matter where we live, no matter what our station in life, every one of us is poor. It is into our poverty that God comes. And He stirs up within us a sense of understanding that if we give from our poverty, if we give everything, if we give until it hurts, if we follow His example, we draw close to God. God is abundance. God is everything. There is nothing that we have that doesn't come from God. There is nothing on this earth that we can possess or hold or claim as our own that didn't come first from God. There is nothing we take with us when we die. Everything comes from God. God is abundance. And when we consider what Jesus did, that Jesus gave of Himself completely and totally, God gave of Himself completely and totally in giving us Jesus. Jesus gives of Himself completely and totally in laying down His life for us. And as Jesus lays down His life, He is consciously aware of the fact that you can't outdo God in generosity. And so He freely lays down His life. He gives everything completely. And God, who is the source of life, the Father who is the source of life, Father who is abundance and love, raises Jesus. Jesus rises from the dead because you can't outdo God in generosity. Each and every one of us comes to Mass. When we come to Mass, we come to receive Jesus. Jesus is still making Himself poor among us. The Eucharist is the greatest sign of the presence, the summit and the reality of God's presence among us. Yet it is so simple to disregard. A piece of bread to some, but with eyes of faith we see the living presence of Jesus. The humility of God in making Himself so small. For us, the example is not lost, and each and every one of us must see that in our response we are called to act as Jesus did, to see in the examples of today's scripture those wonderful women of faith, those widows who were called beyond themselves to extraordinary means, extraordinary situations. Each and every one of us is called in some way. And it's not always just in terms of money. It's in terms of our time. It's in terms of our willingness to make ourselves available. It's in terms of the things that we want to hold on to and control that we must open up and give away and give until it hurts. To truly experience a sense of pain about the fact that I'm giving something away here. I may not get back. I may lose forever. But if we give it with a sense of understanding that it is God who is good and God who is merciful and God who is abundance, there is nothing that we can give for the love of God that can ever be lost to us. There is nothing that can ever go away from us that will never come back to us a hundredfold. And so as we reflect today upon these two widows, let us reflect more especially about the love and the mercy of Jesus Christ. Jesus, who has given himself completely and totally to us. And every time we come together at the Mass, we celebrate that love of Jesus that is still with us, that is calling us to go back out into the world to live as he lived, to be generous, to give until it hurts, to be sacrificial, to understand that we give of ourselves and there is nothing that we can give that can outdo God, who has given us everything and more besides in the kingdom of heaven, to which may God lead us all.